This is Passport to Texas. One of Frank Gore's earliest outdoor memories is of sleeping on the floor of a duck blind under his father's coat when he was just 4 years old.
I come from a long family history of duck hunters.
The tradition continues with his kids and grandkids on his Jackson County property, which he bought in 2007.
We wanted a place for the family to hunt, but it became much more than that over time. It's actually turned into a chance to give a bit back.
About 20 miles from Palacios, the Gore family farm is in the flyway. Mr. Gore converted it from rice and cattle production into wetlands and upland habitat, restoration work that earned him a Lone Star Land Steward Award.
In the cattle grazing days, they had planted Bermuda grass and it was pervasive and it was really detrimental to the native songbirds as well as the upland birds that we were trying to foster on the place. So we began the process of habitat restoration and rehabilitation.
In the end, landowners like Frank Gore preserved Texas' natural heritage for their descendants and all Texans.
The main justification is so that my grandkids will know what a covey of quail sounds like calling each other in the morning. And what it looks like to send up, 300 ducks off of a pond and watch them whirl around and come back in. And that's something that your money just can't buy.
The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.